This is City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzes. 10 years ago, critic and author Christopher Hitchens wrote an essay for Vanity Fair called Why Women Aren't Funny. This outrageous premise did not originate with Hitchens himself, nor did it die with him in 2011. This month, the Village Theater has been putting that notion to task in a celebration of women's history told through specialty shows, all conceptualized and performed by their women ensemble members. We have one of those ensemble members with us now, Kayla Priest, along with Village Theater co-owner Blair Holden. Kayla and Blair, welcome to City Lights.
Thank you so much for having us. It's so cool to be here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, it's great to have you here, and let's get one thing straight right off the bat. Women are funny. We know this.
Of course we do.
Of course we do, and we're not here to argue that point. We are here, however, to talk about the Village Theater's Women's History Month programming. But I first wanted to ask you both about the perception that the improv community is a boys' club. In your experience, do you think that's the case?
I think that in the past, the improv community has been a boys' club, but as we've seen over the last, number of years, it's absolutely not anymore. There's women doing incredible work all over the city and all over the country.
And I know I joined the Village Theater taking classes 4 years ago, and just in that 4 years have seen so many women taking classes, joining our casts, really just taking advantage of opportunities that I don't think they realized they had in the comedy world. So just in 4 years, I've seen a big change, and it's no longer a show on Friday and Saturday night with eight dudes wearing plaid shirts. now it's definitely mixed, and there's a lot more representation for women.
There's a lot of ladies wearing plaid shirts,
yes.
Too, as well.
Yes.
It's just incomprehensible to me that anyone could think women can't be funny. I mean, think back in the 20th century, Mae West, Lucille Ball.
Carol Burnett
was brilliant. And then, oh my God, talk about a golden age with Tina Fey and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Sandra Bernhardt and Amy Poehler and Mindy Kaling and Amy Schumer,
yeah.
And the list goes on. So it's very heartening that, Blair, I understand the idea for Women's History Month programming actually came from the male co-owners at the Village Theater. How did that come about?
Well, we recognize that obviously, over 50% of our casts are female, and we already have a number of all-female shows as well as, female members spread throughout, the shows as well. And we wanted to, just kind of highlight those and also create even more. We went to Kayla and said, hey, we're thinking about, doing a lot of specialty shows for this month. What do you got? And she went back to the cast and came back with an incredible amount, 10 different shows. And we started to look through them as a group, and we decided, hey, let's do all of them.
Wow.
They're all awesome. And we'll hope to see them kind of continue on after Women's History Month is over.
Yeah, that's a catch with these specialty months, because ideally, we shouldn't need to designate a month for special groups. Everything should be part of this rich fabric of our society. But it's not quite yet, so we'll take the special recognition. And Kayla, how did you feel about the guys putting this enormous task on the women of the Village Theater?
Well, first of all, I was super honored because I am a more junior member of the theater, so it was great that they came to me and entrusted me to kind of cultivate these ideas from our other women. But selfishly, I was like, cool, this is going to help me take over the theater a little bit more. Because we have so many talented women, and I will always take an opportunity to showcase their talent. I love that they kind of saw that talent and saw the potential in our ideas and really just kind of gave us free rein on what we could do. It was great.
So tell us about the programming that you have left this month.
Perfect. So actually, this Saturday, we have two of our shows. One is going to open for our regular Saturday show. It's called Hashtag Blessed. it's inspired by our guests' Instagram photos. Those perfectly staged photos kind of seen behind the scenes on what was actually going on. Then later that night, we have a show that's kind of inspired by action shows and action movies called Don't Let Go with two of our like most fit women in the theater. They're vegans. So they're in great shape. They're in great shape. And they actually, I think, start their show by like a very interesting entrance. I'll tease that. I won't say how they do it.
Well, but there won't be anything animal or dairy involved.
No, not at all.
Of course not.
Then next weekend, I think we have more really great shows. The Lost Whimsy is on Thursday night. They're inspired by kind of old school women's movies like Beaches, kind of. Storytelling is their cue there. Then we have Drunk Women's History, which I'm super looking forward to.
Now, please explain the premise of Drunk Women's History.
Yeah, so if you ever watch Comedy Central, you might have seen Drunk History, where a comedian gets very drunk and tells the story of either someone important throughout history or a historical story. And then in the show, they will reenact that story. So to make it work for improv, we have recorded the drunk storytelling. We chose women who either kind of got forced into circumstances in their time because they were a woman, or women who have kind of overcome the stigma of being a woman in their chosen fields. And then that will inspire our scene work for the rest of the show.
We have some clips. Let's see. Do we want to hear Amelia Earhart, Joan of Arc, or Frida Kahlo?
Oh my gosh, they're all so good. Let's start with Frida.
Okay.
My name is Jessica Bilgren, and I'm here today to talk about Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. This one does not portray her unibrow, which she is infamously known for, which originally drew me to her. She had diseases, polio, I believe. She had a club foot. She had some feet things and some other. She had another thing. She's an artist. I don't know if I said that. I didn't get anything on your account. It's okay. It was all on me. Anyway, Frida was hit by a trolley, and while
she wasn't hit by the trolley,
she was in the trolley, and the trolley had an accident. Margaret Mitchell was hit by a car. She was hit by a car on Peachtree Street, and I'll tell you right now, anyone on Peachtree Street, that could happen to you. So look both ways. And when you go to London, look to the left, because that's their right.
Okay, so we had a lot of giggling in that clip from Drunk Women's History. Was she really drunk?
Yes, we had a lot of wine.
Okay. I understand these specialty shows are raising money for some women's charities.
Yes, they are. We are raising money for the Atlanta Women's Foundation. I've had the honor to work with them through my day job, and they do great work for underserved women in the community. So I'm really happy that we were able to incorporate that into our shows.
Well, before we conclude, Blair, I understand you have a very special announcement, and you're going to hear it here first.
That's right. This is an exclusive WABE breaking news. May 11th, 12th, and 13th, we'll be hosting the third annual Atlanta Improv Festival with groups around the country and around the city and that sort of thing. We have booked headliner Susan Messing, who is one of the best improvisers in the country. From Chicago, who will be one of our headliners for the Atlanta Improv Festival.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very exciting. Blair Holden is co-founder and cast member at the Village Theater in the Pencil Factory Flats on Decatur Street, where Kayla Priest is also a cast member and coordinator. We'll post this interview along with more information at wabe.org/citylights. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.